Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Hi, this is Sophie. Welcome to the Short Break Sunday afternoon show from 4 till 6. Stay tuned for lots of stuff, including local gigs, films, obscure holidays, weekly news, and so much more.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light clouds and light winds, highs of 8, lows of 3. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and light winds, highs of 8, lows of 3. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and gentle breeze, highs of 8, lows of 6. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 3. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 5. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, the closure of the high street and a number of temporary traffic lights in the area is causing delays for motorists in Sandown this week. High Street is to remain closed for around the next 6 weeks to allow for the installation of fibre optic cables for white fibre. At the same time, four-way temporary traffic lights are in operation at the end of Avenue Road for fibreworks, with a two-way set just around the corner on Culver Parade for waterworks. From tomorrow until around the 14th of February, the one-way system along the Esplanade will be reversed so that vehicles can travel from Culver Parade and Avenue Road down to the Esplanade and along to Pier Street to join Beachfield Road, avoiding the closure on the High Street. Part of Pier Street will be closed off, meaning access to the pier and revetment will be via the northern end of the Esplanade. Meanwhile, a much-loved church known for its community outreach is going to be given a facelift by volunteers. An outpouring of support for the church followed a comment on social media that criticised the appearance of the distinctive Coppins Bridge building. While many said it was fine as it is, others offered to help the Elim Pentecostal Church should it decide to undergo a refurb. The church has now set a date for a makeover, Saturday the 29th of January, from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The church set up an event on Facebook and said, in recent posts on the Isle of Wight community page, a number of people have kindly expressed interest in helping to improve the exterior look of the church building. Finally, there is still time for community and voluntary organisations to apply for funding to deliver holiday activity and food schemes for eligible youngsters during the February half term. The Isle of Wight Council's Connect for Communities programme is using Department for Work and Pensions Household Support funding to provide activities and food for school-aged children and young people who are eligible for benefits-related free school meals over the spring half term. Places are also available for children on education and healthcare plans or those with special educational needs and disabilities. The grant is in addition to previous funding from the Department for Education, which has fed and entertained those children who are eligible for free school meals during the Easter, summer and Christmas holidays in 2021. Councillor Debbie André, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, said, "We are very happy to be able to continue to work with local organisations, making these much-needed schemes available over February half-term." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotel.
Hello, this is Blake and I've got your gig guide for you today. Tuesday, we've got club screening, Rafiki, a ticketed event at Fetner Arts Club, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, we've got Platform One Presents. It's a ticketed event at Strings Bar and Venue, Newport, 7 p.m. And Thursday, we've got the Circus of Horrors, 16 and over, a ticketed event at Medina Theatres, Newport, 7:30 p.m. And NT Live, Leopoldstad, the ticketed event at Ventnor Arts Club at 7 p.m. This is Blake, and that was your gig guide.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Grace Lauren Durkin, who's a dancer, James Hobbs, who's a YouTube star, and Alex Ross, who's a cartoonist. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
Hello, this is Blake, and I've got a recipe for fish stew. You will need 4 slices of stale bread, diced, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 onion that's finely chopped, 2 garlic cloves that are crushed, 1 teaspoon dried chili flakes, 400 grams canned chopped tomatoes, 4 frozen white fish fillets such as cod or pollock, 400 grams canned butter beans, drained, small pack parsley, roughly chopped, and 1 lemon cut into wedges. You will need to heat the oven to 200 degrees, put the bread on a large baking sheet, drizzle over 1 tablespoon oil, and bake for 10 minutes until golden, set aside. Meanwhile, heat the rest of the oil in a large flame-proof casserole dish over a medium heat. Add the onion and cook until softens for about 10 minutes. Then add the garlic and chili flakes and stir for 1 minute. Tip in the tomatoes and the fish fillets. Cover and simmer for 10 minutes until the fish is nearly cooked, then uncover. Tip in the butter beans, season well, then cook until everything is hot. Serve scattered with the croutons, parsley and lemon.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio. Today I'll be reviewing a book. The book is called Nighthawk. In it, a top secret American spacecraft called the Nighthawk goes off course and crashes in the sea. However, unfortunately, it has a top secret payload that some people would kill to get. Therefore, Kurt Austin of the National Underwater Marine Agency, or NUMA, is sent to find the Nighthawk and retrieve its cargo before it's too late. Nighthawk is a good action book if you like books such as Mission Impossible and James Bond. Although it has some violence in, it should be okay for 12 and up. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
In local news this week, arsenic, asbestos and lead have all been found at a site in Binstead where 24 homes are proposed to be built. The decontamination costs have already led to viability issues for the scheme. Additionally, there are no affordable houses proposed or a financial contribution to the provision elsewhere despite Isle of Wight Council policy. Outline plans have been submitted to the council's planning department by Indigo Blue Limited, who are looking to build houses and bungalows on the former Hosey Den Besson factory on Binstead Road. The former industrial building has already been demolished, leaving foundations and concrete floor structures behind. A ground investigation report carried out to aid the planning application by Eagle Eye Environmental Solutions found some areas of the site will need to be excavated and appropriately disposed of due to the presence of hotspots of arsenic, asbestos and lead. However, they say it is unlikely average exposures across the site will be of significant toxicological concern and there are no contamination levels above guidelines. Meanwhile, the Isle of Wight Road Races event, due to go ahead in April, will now be delayed due to unresolved issues with its motor race order. An Isle of Wight Council spokesperson said the council had been awaiting further information from the Autocycle Union, the governing body for motorbike races, in order to progress the application, but this was not received. This has meant that, as per the relevant legislation, the motor race application was not considered to be duly made and could not be considered by the council. Further, it is unfortunate that the application was submitted on or near the latest possible date to meet statutory requirements, which left no allowance for changes to the application documentation. Finally, launching in February 2022 is a unique programme designed to help creatives and artists on the Isle of Wight develop their practice, involving creative Zoom sessions, one-to-one creative business mentoring, photo shoots, portfolio sessions, away days, networking events and bursaries. The Isle of Wight Creative Network Development Programme will bring together artists, makers and creative professionals wanting to develop their business and creative skills on the Isle of Wight. It will seek to widen and strengthen the artistic and creative community on the island at a time of change and development. This project will enable creative individuals to grow the skills they need and give them the opportunity to share their knowledge with one another to retain talent and sustain their creative practice on the Isle of Wight. The project is being supported by Arts Council England, which have awarded £35,591 with an additional £4,000 from the Isle of Wight Council. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycock's O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their years of birth and their ages. Grace Warren Durkin, who was born in 2000, who's 22. James Hobbs, who was born in 1993, who's 29. And finally, Alex Ross, who was born in 1970, who's 52. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with some obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Global Belly Laugh Day on the 24th of January is a day dedicated to enjoying a nice deep laugh at anything. A belly laugh differs from a simple chuckle or giggle in that it is a loud, hearty and occasionally uncontrollable laugh. Getting in a good laugh every day, whether it be from a joke book or something amusing on the internet, is a great habit to develop. People laugh for various reasons and find various things amusing. So this day is all about figuring out what makes each person laugh, as well as trying to participate in the joy. It's also the one day of the year when it's very crucial to exercise deep-seated laughter. Number 2, Global Community Engagement Day on the 28th of January is about recognising and thanking those that collaborate with community groups to address challenges that affect those groups' well-being. Whereas the term may appear obscure, community engagement is a concept that affects everyone. It helps to build relationships via interactions with local communities and volunteer organisations. Working as a team to solve existing issues is a daily job for those who work for high-end companies. On this day, individuals are encouraged to advertise what they do for their communities and to connect with others who are doing the same. And finally, number 3, Puzzle Day on the 29th of January is a great opportunity to work on a jigsaw puzzle, a crossword puzzle, or a difficult and challenging riddle. Some people may believe that, with the arrival of digital entertainment, the typical puzzle is losing appeal. This day, on the other hand, is an excellent opportunity to get back to basics. The numerous puzzles available include logic puzzles, cryptic brain teasers, and riddles. Puzzles are a terrific way to unwind or amuse yourself. They're not only entertaining, they're also good brain training, making them healthy and enjoyable for people of all ages. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
This is Sophie. I like cooking and making cookies, making pasta salad and making pizza and putting ham and cheese on the pizza and making hot drinks like hot chocolate. And I do this at home and school, doing cooking and making cookies.
Hi, this is James with your film guide this week. The films showing from Monday to Thursday include Scream, which is an 18, The 355, which is a 12A, Licorice Pizza, which is a 15. The King's Man, which is a 15. The Matrix Resurrections, which is also a 15. Spider-Man No Way Home, which is a 12A. Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is a PG. Nightmare Alley, which is a 15. Belfast, which is a 12A. The Boss Baby 2, Family Business, which is a PG. Sing 2, which is a U. Moonfall, which is a 12A. And finally, Encanto, which is a PG. For more information, including film availability, make sure to check the cinema website. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is velleity. It is spelt V-E-L-L-E-I-T-Y. It is a formal noun which means a wish or inclination which is not strong enough to lead to action. It can be used in the sentence, "The idea sparked my curiosity, but it remained a velleity." It originated from the early 17th century from the medieval Latin word velli, which means to wish. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
This is James.
This is Ophelia.
This is Sophie.
This is Blake.
And this is Jasper.
We'd like to wish Vectis Radio a very happy birthday.
And all the best for the next 12 years.
Happy birthday!
But we've got to go, so it's goodbye from me,
Blake.
And it's goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from Sophie.
Goodbye from James.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye!
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.